Morning, Liam.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. The weather's cool. We've got a little bit of rain, but that's not going to worry us too much. How's the weekend looking to get out in the water?
Well, today's the day, mate. Today's the pick of them. We've sort of got 6 and 7 knots of northerlies. A lot of blokes come in the shop yesterday and are heading out today, and then some, a couple are staying overnight because Saturday morning's really good as well, and then it starts creeping up into the sort of 15 knots, and then by Sunday she's blowing 20 with a bit of rain.
First weekend of the school holidays, mate. The kids that love their fishing won't be happy with that, although when we were young fellas, it didn't matter what it was like. We just still went fishing anyway.
Yeah, they, mate, the kids are keen, they still go. I don't go in the rain. It's bugger that. They'll be out there with their raincoats on in the cold.
A few people getting their boats ready for today and early tomorrow. Where do you recommend to go offshore?
Full moon, mate. Good tides. Get out on them on the shallow reefs. I like the big tides for the shallow reefs. So up on top of the back of Heron, Starry, even Sykes. Get up on top of them and chase trout and lipper, and then even the good stuff when it's not running too hard in the deep will be good. If you can get out to the deep when it's not running too hard, so change of the tide, get on that, and then while it's running, get up on the shallows. That's what I'd be doing.
First week in school holidays, we just said that before. For those kids that might be keen to get out after the weather's blowing a little bit Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, where do you think they can go over the school holidays just to throw a line in somewhere?
Oh, mate, if you're land-based, there's heaps of options here in TNA. Like, down Boyne, there's heaps of options for land-based fishing down the Boyne River. Like, up the top at Narrabee Bridge, they're getting plenty of surface fish up there, like queenies and tarpon and that sort of stuff. So if you want to have a bit of fun, get up there. If you wanted to try get a barra, best bet, hot water outlet, they're still getting plenty of big fish there. There's heaps of options, mate. Wildcattle Beach, apparently, a bloke came in the shop the other day and he got some big whiting just off the at the mouth of Wildcattle.
A tip for the kids, take them home to Mum and ask Mum to crumb them in cornflake crumbs. Very nice.
Actually, I had cornflake crumbs the other day on some fish. Normally I go to the Panko's, but I tried something different and I was pretty impressed.
Particularly with whiting. All right, mate. Well, you've got all the info and the advice down at Complete Angler. Kids want to go fishing, they can come down and see you or your dad or any of the staff there, and you'll put them in the right direction of where to get amongst them a little bit, eh?
That's it, mate. Make the most of them school holidays. Get out and about in the environment.
Liam from Complete Angler. If you want to know where to go fishing, call in and see them down at the Gladstone Harbour.